All right, Rick, it's about the morning show, 29 minutes before the top of the hour. Garrett, what do you think about the dating challenges topic?
Oh, it's very interesting. But you want me to, I'm going to do my story, then I'll tell you what I think about the dating challenges.
Oh, snap, then.
We got to go ahead on. All right, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Tuesday, a beautiful day, and here's what's happening in celebrity news. First of all, y'all, congratulations goes out to Miss Megan Good, y'all. They're saying, y'all, that she is just heavily in love with her fiancé, Devon Franklin, which he's a pastor, you know, and what have you. And they're saying that she was sporting a beautiful diamond ring. They said it looked like it was about 10 carats, honey, at the Lakers game, honey. So congratulations goes out to them. Now, I said that story to say this about what I think about the dating deal. First of all, my thing is this, Ricky. We all know this, I mean, and I know this, that men say what they want, but they really don't want what they say. And I'm going to use the Megan Good story, for example. I mean, because now I don't know this, but from what I can observe. Now, Megan is dating a pastor, now a preacher, minister, whatever he want to call himself. He's right. A man of the cloth. And, you know, Megan is a quote-unquote a worldly woman. She's not a pastor, but she's a woman that does, you know, acting and whatever. Now, men are going after women like Megan, a beautiful actress like she is, a quote-unquote a worldly woman and stuff, whatever, with him being a pastor. Now, he'll get her, and once he get her, then he's going to try to change her to being what he wanted her to be. He's
all
saying what he, not
good.
All men, but a lot of men do. You say you want this fine, sexy woman, you know, this type and that type, whatever. But then once you get them, then you try to change them or whatever. And then with women being, with it being a shortage in men, women got to conform themselves to make themselves to be what they want to be for this man so they could have a doggone man. And that's just not a good look to me, because it's sad that women have to go through this transformation just to get a man. And then once you get him, because men are good at fixing things and giving advice.
But from what I read about Megan Good, she's had a lot of things happen in her life in like past relationships to where like a dude like this is kind of like right up her alley.
Yeah, that, and that does seem, because I have been reading also, she's been seeming, you know, becoming a, you know, a Christian-like type of woman or whatever. So, but I don't know if she's been dating him or not.
You know what's my biggest problem with sisters? And I've only dated sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Lying.
Lying
about who you dated, who you are, all this kind of stuff, getting caught in lies and cheating and all this kind of stuff. Real talk.
Well, you know what? A lot of women.
You date a dude that's on the road and doing shows and stuff on the weekends or whatever, you know, and then I come back and sneak up on you. You caught up in something or whatever, you know, and it's like I'm a little older now. I'm not really looking to be going through that right there,
because
I can't be having no drama. I'm drama free. You know, I just want to have a good time. And a chick that's willing to get her hair wet, because I love going to the lake and going hiking and fishing and doing outdoor fun stuff.
As long as you keep it up and keep her perm right and all that stuff, I'm sure she'll be more than happy.
I don't want to get my hair wet. I don't want to get on jet ski. I don't want to ride no boat.
But that's your hobby.
Exactly.
Okay, but the thing about it is, you know, I can't go to the club.
You could.
Okay.
I can't enjoy myself.
Well,
if
you
I go
just
to the club.
Enjoy it, but you gotta introduce.
Because that turns into work. If I go to the club, I'm gonna be taking pictures all night.
But you gotta introduce your woman to what you want her to do, honey. You wanna go to the final restaurant? You take her to the final restaurant, honey, and you train her. It's an introduction.
Make sure you come.
I like lady, you know, to go out and do outdoor stuff, but I don't want a Viking.
Well, you see that now. You see you're asking for too much.
I'm tired of stinky women.
And women are tired of stinky men, but then women are also tired of insecure men. But give us a damn deodorant if you're tired of stinky women in here. You need to be the man.
Oh, wash your neck. Wash your neck.
The hell with all that. Wash your neck, stinky women, all that stuff. You need to be the man that you want the woman to be. If you want this woman like this, you need to be the man that she needs to have as well, honey. So introduce your woman to what you want her to have. If you want her to damn swim, introduce her to a pool and stuff. And make sure you pay her perm hair. Anyway, the color of the day is butterscotch. On the high end, you say butterscotch.
That's why your Jimmy popped out your thong, girl.
On the low end, you say
Ricky. The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.